What I would say is that everyone has the inalienable right to honour and remember their patriot dead. Irish Republicans accord that respect and space to those who remember the British war dead in November. So why can't the British and the Unionists accept the equal right of Irish Republicans to honour our patriot dead? And today in Castle Derg, there was a huge crowd of people participating in the Tyrone Volunteers Day, and it was very dignified and it was very peaceful, and that's the way it should be.
Now, there was a number of protesters at the Castle Derg commemorations today. These are people who lost loved ones to the hands of the IRA in Castle Derg. Where do they stand here? Should Sinn Féin not maybe have more respect for them?
Well, Sinn Féin does respect the sensitivities of relatives of people who were killed in the conflict. But equally, we had people who were killed in the conflict, and it's everyone's right to honour and remember their patriot dead. Now, Sinn Féin, once a year, in fact, not even once a year, less often than that, we arrive in Castle Derg and we have a commemoration for those who gave their lives for Irish freedom in Castle Derg. This year already in Castle Derg, there have been as many as 20 loyalist parades in a town which is two-thirds nationalist. I think some of the hysteria is contrived and is artificial. Of course there are sensitivities, but everyone has the right to honour and remember their patriot dead.
Now, in the run-up to this commemoration, there was a lot of unionist politicians calling on it to be banned. Do you think maybe these unionist politicians should maybe concentrate more on Belfast and dispersing the trouble we've seen in the past year up there, instead of maybe trying to stir things up here in the northwest in places like Castle Derg today?
Well, a lot of unionist politicians, a lot of loyalists, even the British Secretary of State, Theresa Villiers, I think her name is, they all called on Irish Republicans to not respect and honour and remember their patriot dead in County Tyrone. Now, no unionist politician, no loyalist, no British Secretary of State has the right to do that. And there is a lot for loyalism and unionism to concern themselves with in the city of Belfast, where there are violent protests taking place at this time. I think July and August has proved to be a difficult time, but principally because unionism and loyalism is very intolerant of others' rights.
And we've seen in Derry on Saturday the Apprentice Boys March. It went off peacefully. A Republican commemoration in Castle Derg today. It went off peacefully. Do you think maybe loyalists in Belfast should be watching here and maybe learn something?
Well, I think that the Orange Order in Belfast, which is obviously very, very close to the UVF, and the DUP have been silent on all of this, I think they should look at Derry, they should look at Castle Derg, where there has been dialogue, where there have been peaceful protests, and they should learn the lesson.